4.1.4, 2017 WA Local Government Convention and Trade Exhibition. With the officer recommendation on page 51. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation? Move Councillor Gillingham, do I seconder? Councillor Melville, Deputy Mayor.
I'd like to move option two.
We've got a mover. Officer's recommendation.
Yeah, through the chair, the officer's recommendation was to council to choose from the options noted in the body of the report.
Councillor.
Apologies, I must be in the wrong. I've gone too far, sorry. Apologies.
You're on the wrong item.
I'm sorry, I went too far.
Page 51.
Sorry, I went to 61. Apologies.
So, councillors, are we all on page 51?
Apologies, through the chair, apologies.
Okay. So, officer's recommendation on page 51. Do I have a mover? Yes, councillor.
Page 53, the cost of the report is 12 a week will come out of the individual's proposed budget of 7,000. Can we correct that to 10,000 then?
That's right. So there is two components to the 10,000. I think 3,000 is ITC, is it? And the, is that not? And the 7,000 is track. Can I get an explanation, Celia?
The amount is made up of a portion for travel and a portion for training.
Okay. So that is a portion for travel. Would you still like to change it to 10,000, Councillor?
Well, I just want to clarify. I always thought that the elected members. Entitlement was 10,000 a year.
Yes, we've always been told that, but we've just been told that it's made up of two different amounts.
Yeah. Can we have that sent to us, please, so that we just clarify? Thank you.
So, point of clarification.
Yes, Councillor Aaron.
Sorry, there were two different amounts. One was for training, and the other was for travel.
Travel.
So, can I ask a question?
Councillor Whitlow, yes.
Why don't we include the 3,000 for travel?
Can I hear what you're saying, please?
In the, speak in the microphone, Councillor.
Okay. Look, sorry about that. It's 10,000, but it's 7,000 for training, is that right? Or doing
travel, 7,000 for travel. And,
no, I thought it was 3,000 for travel. The other way around. 3,000
for the
goods
and
7,000 to get there. Okay.
Well, why don't we put that in here? I mean, it's sensible.
See ya.
As I said earlier, there's 90,000. I'm only 9 councillors, but there's not a $10,000 allocation per member. Depending what each council wants to do and attend, we would be able to finance it out of 90,000. But for next year, we can clarify the amount. There's sufficient fund for councillors to attend should they wish.
Okay, thank you for just one more clarification, because it's appeared twice in tonight's agenda as the proposed budget of $7,000 for the 17-18 financial year. So when it's $7,000 travel, so that probably the word travel needs to be in there, and $3,000 training for the proposed budget. That needs to be corrected, is that right?
If that's what councillors wish when we put the budget.
It's confusing me the first time, and it's done it again with all of us the second time here, and it needs to be clarified, that's all.
So, councillors, when the budget is adopted and the fees and charges are adopted, we can clarify that at that stage.
Okay. Fantastic. I just make sure.
And we're doing the budget and the fees and charges as we speak. So, CEO, where was I?
Wait a mover, a seconder.
That was on the wrong arm.
No, it was the wrong arm.
No, that's right.
I'll start again.
So, again, item 12.1.4, page 51. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Thank you. Motion's passed 8-1.
Sorry.
Can I... yes. So can I appoint some proxies, and do we have a list of who those proxies are? CEO? So I need two people to attend. We have the Mayor, Deputy Mayor to represent Council. I need two other proxies. Councillor Newbury? Councillor Arif.
Which other members wish to attend?
Do any other members wish to attend? Councillor Hooper. Councillor Gillingham. Anyone further? Thank you, councillors. Item 12.1.5, a sponsorship of the 2017 Pilbara Economic Development Conference. Page 62, the options. Page 64 and 65.
Option 3.
Option 3. Moved option 3, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? In option 3. I'll second option 3. Do I have any against? Speakers 4, Councillor Tarvo. Speakers 4, Blanco. Speakers against, Arif. Councillor Tarvo.
Thank you. So, just so I'm clear, I'm not against sponsoring the event. I'm just asking that the PRC, who we donate lots of good money to, sponsor the event on our behalf. So, wanted to go ahead, think we should be a part of it, but as we've heard tonight, our funds are extremely tight and we need to be, I guess, frugal, if you like, with what funds we do have, and this is an opportunity that we still get to promote the event, be part of it, and sponsor it.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. Option 3 is exactly what we did last year. We did not fund the $15,000. The PRC contributed to this item for the town of Port Hedland. So I'd just like it to stay the same.
Can I get a point of clarification?
Yes.
Have we spoke to the PRC in regards to that at this stage? Okay, thank you.
Speakers against, Councillor Arif.
Thank you very much. I think that, yes, I agree that the PRC is a regional body representing all the regions, but I think, you know, when they're down there, and the idea of the conference was to let the city people, let Perth know that the Pilbara is open for business. Now, who best to represent our town than us, and by putting our money where our mouth is. So, you know, I think that, you know, if we were to put the money up, go down there, be loud, be proud, let them know that Port Hedland is open for business, come on up, be down there, that is the way to go. I don't know that anyone else can promote us as good as us.
Speakers for, speakers against, right of reply.
Thank you. So I'm a little bit confused by Councillor Harris in debate there. We still attend, we still put ourselves forward. I'm not sure what the argument is not to proceed with option three. So, you know, I think as councillors we need to be very careful. We seem to be giving a lot of money away. It all adds up over time, and we need to start choosing. If you're going to keep giving money away to other areas, other communities, other events, that you understand what you're actually giving up in our community as well. So once off, isolation, no drums, but there's been a continual trend that we're happy to give away money to other shires, other areas, and without seeing any consequence around that budget that we're going to be coming up to very shortly. So I urge everyone in council just to get behind this, still support the event, still do it, but do it through the RC. So
thank you. Councillor Tarbo. Those in favour of the officer recommendation, show of hands, please. And those against? Motion's lost, 5-3.
Like the foreshadow of motion? Too late.
Too late. Point 1.6, community partnership grants. With the officer recommendation on page 66, and I will declare an impartial interest due to my impartial interest on 12.1.6 community partnership grants due to my daughter being on the committee of the music festival. Do I have any other?
Yes, I'd like to declare impartiality on 12.1.6 community grants partnerships, as I'm a social member of the Yacht Club, which is mentioned in the agenda item, and I'm a member of the Pilbara Music Festival Incorporated for the 2017 committee. I'd like to declare impartiality with regard to this agenda item. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because of the reasons stated. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dillingham. Councillor Hooper.
With regard to item number 12.1.6, I declare I have a financial interest. The three of the sponsors of the head of the pay group.
Thank you. Do I have any other declarations? Councillor Whitwell. Can I get you to speak into the microphone? Into the microphone, Councillor. Can I get you to speak directly into the microphone, Councillor?
Is that better?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Sorry about that.
I've got all of my goodies.
I have an interest because I'm usually the sponsor of this organisation, the Broadway Music Festival. And also, I'm a member of the committee of the Sailing Club. The two areas which are, in fact, asking for money.
Thank you, Councillor. And I'll just add with regard to the agenda item for myself, I disclose that I have an impartial interest because of my daughter being on the committee of the Music Festival Committee. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected, and I declare that I'll consider the matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you. So I realise
that
I'm an associate member of the
Yacht
Club, a social member, so
do I
need to declare that?
That's your responsibility,
yes,
Councillor Harris.
In that case, I'll do that. With regards to item 12.1.6, I disclose I have an impartiality interest because I'm a social member of the Yacht Club. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my interest in the matter may be affected. I declare that I'll consider the matter.
Yes, I'd like to reinforce the position of declaring an impartial interest.
Thank you, Councillor.
Financial interest. with regard to the agenda item, I've disclosed that I'm a member because I'm a member of both those groups. As a consequence, not a member, sorry, a sponsor and a member of the two groups I've mentioned, which is basically the Crawford Music Festival and the Opera. There may be exception to my impartiality. On a matter may be affected by the clear cognizance of the matter of my respect.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Officer recommendation, page 66. Do I have a mover? Any officer recommendation? Move. Deputy Mayor, seconded. Councillor Tarvo, do I have any against? Motion is passed 7-0. Councillors, we need to clarify an item and move out of standing orders. Do I have a mover? Deputy Mayor and a seconder. Councillor Tarvo, do I have any against? A motion is passed 8-0.
Sorry, I have a financial interest on this one.
No,
We're going back. Can we get an explanation, CEO?
So the recommendation for 12.1.5, officer's recommendation, is for council to choose from the options listed at the bottom.
Yes.
We did not choose one.
I'd like to choose option two.
Okay.
You're going to have some discussion and agree which one and then back to the vote.
Would you like to discuss option two, councillors? We're out of standing orders.
Yes, I'd like.
Are you happy to? Is there any discussion? Can I have a mover? Where's council doing now?
Yes.
Sure. Can I have a mover to go back into standing orders? Move councillor, deputy mayor, seconded councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. 7-0. Item 12.1.5, sponsorship of the 2017 Pilbara Economic Development Conference. With council to choose from the options noted in the body of the report. Do I have a option, councillors?
I'd like to choose
option two. Are you moving that option two, Councillor Arrow? I have a mover in option two. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell, second. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 7-0. Put the mayor down. Deputy?
Yeah, I don't think I'm unavailable, sorry, next to me.
Councillor Hooper?
Not here, I'm just checking to see if
Councillor Arrow?
I've been away enough, I'm happy to let other people attend.
Councillor Newbury?
Yes, absolutely.
Councillor Whitwell? Councillor Tarlow?
I'm sure of the case.
Okay, I think.
Thank you, councillors. I CEO, did we got the partnership grant one, didn't we? Talk about it. We've done it. 7-0, yes. 12.1.7, spot rating on transient workers' accommodation camps located on mining tenements. It'd be officer's recommendation on page 74 and 75. Do I have a mover? Any officer recommendation?
Can I have a clarification, please?
Yes, Innocent.
Declare I have a financial interest on 12.1.7 shares above the threshold of one of the camp owners.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Councillor Newbury.
Yeah, sorry to delay or anything, but I wasn't here last week, unfortunately, I was on council business. I just wanted to know, with each of these camps, what are the distance from this town? It doesn't actually say to it.
The camps are located within our boundaries.
Yeah, but I just wanted to know the distance. Do we have that in kilometres from the town?
Do we have that information, CEO?
I don't have it at hand. I can take it on notice and provide that.
Anything further, Councillor Newbury?
Mayor, I'd like to declare an interest also in that I have BHP shares above the threshold and with that is not the financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor Urich. Councillor Urich, can I just... Can I just give you a information sheet? I'll just give you a couple of minutes to read.
I did actually think that.
So I'll read this for the public interest. 5.63 of the Act, some interests may not be disclosed. Section 5.65, 5.7 and 5.71 do not apply to a relevant person who may have the following interest in a matter. 5.63b, an interest in the imposition of any rate, charge or fee by the local government.
Point of clarification, I think the...
Do you want to see the film?
That was my... No, that was the...
But can I just get you to read that and give me an indication if you will continue to stay? Sorry I didn't give it to you before, but I did read this a couple of weeks ago and it just slipped my mind. Officer's recommendation on 74, on page 74, do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Councillor Whitwell, do I have a seconder? Seconder, Councillor Ari, do I have any against? Passed 8 mil. 12.1.8, write-off of bad debts with the officer's recommendation on page 100. Do I have a mover? the office recommendation. Move Councillor Carvo. Do I have a second? Seconded Deputy Mayor. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Report of audit findings 12.1.9. The office recommendation on page 110. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Carver. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Urich. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of April 2017, with the office recommendation on page 121. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Owner. Do I have a seconder? Deputy Mayor. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Headland Aquatic Facility Operation and Master Planning, with the officer's recommendation on page 138.
I've just got two questions. I do apologise if they were asked last week or this week. Officer's recommendation number one, how long will the 6 and 6 months go for? Is it 12 months, 2 years, 3 years.
Can you clarify that?
Approved the operational use of South Headland Aquatic Centre for winter months only and Bradford for summer months only. How long will this go for?
That will go for the period of the redevelopment of the new facility.
If it goes ahead,
that's correct. So
if for some reason it doesn't, we don't know, it's indefinite?
There is other recommendations in the report to cover that.
Okay. And the second question is on point number number two. Is this the stage two of the Wanagura Stadium plan that was mentioned in the
No, it's not.
Okay.
That stage two of the stadium will come as come back as a full report if this is approved. Yes.
As part of the master planning exercise, we're going to take off all the plans that have been done, dust them off, including stage two of the stadium, and to take that out for consultation. And then once whatever the agreement is, whether it's the pool or additional, that those will come back as individual projects.
Thank you. Can I just put an amendment in as well? So in number two, where it says approve and review, blah, 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 and it's got and at the very end, can I add in a gymnastics facility, since we've already talked about that in the project, can I add that in as part of the master plan to be added in?
There is no need to add it in as part of the master plan because the master plan has the gymnastics facility incorporated into stage two of the stadium development. Yes.
If I can just refer back to the previous item that was considered on the gymnastic, on the gym one, it refers.
They're both interlinked, that's right.
Point of clarification, just a quick one,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. So it's quoted as a lot of grant money being available. What is that, both federal and state? What departments do they come under?
That is federal and state grant funding that we will apply for once the report comes back to council.
And that would be under the proviso that we, similar to the marina, that our contribution is up front and for funding?
That will be compiled within the report. We'll have all that information come back to us in the report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
CEO?
If I could just describe the process. So this is to go out and assess facilities, assess the existing aquatic facilities, to develop a business plan, to determine whether we should have one pool, two pools, three pools, and all of that. And we will look at the redesign of the rec precinct, and then that will come back for council consideration. So there's no decision making at this stage. It will be based on the outcome of the analysis.
Question, thanks, Matt. At what point do we go to community consultation?
See,
it'll be very early on. So the guidance, the master plan for the oval, the discussions around the pool and what they may or may not look like will occur very early on, and that will be with the codes and with the wider community.
Can I add to that as well, Councillor Brett Newbury? This proposal is also going to the state government. This is interlinked with, conditional approval of our $112 million. And once that plan has been presented to them and they've signed off on it, then we will have the opportunity to receive all the information and find out exactly where our funding is coming from on this proposal.
So in saying that, could you just clarify, does it, that money have to be for this project, or it could be for another project?
The projects that have been identified for that money and federal money are the projects that are already on our shelf that have a lot of dust on. These projects haven't just been plucked from anywhere. We've actually got these plans in place. We've actually done quite a bit of analysis over the years, and planning and all sorts of things, and they've just been shelved. CEO, would you like to add to that?
So there are a range of projects that have been on the shelf for some time, or projects that have been considered, whether it's a relocation of the admin, the future development of the site or not. The marina, which has now become the boating, improved boating facilities, improved aquatic facilities, whatever that might mean, improvements to the rec centre, but also what is now being entertained is some level of contribution towards our asset renewal. So we'll be putting together, as I said earlier on, a letter to the Minister outlining the general intentions of where we'd like to go, holding us to that, and then this work will start to clarify and we'll come back. It is not a decision to do any piece of work until the business plans have been done and determine whether they stack up. If they don't stack up, Council should approve it, but also if they don't stack up, we won't be able to access any of that funding, the 112.
So, Mayor, when you say that they're gathering a lot of dust, which actual ones have been gathering dust? Clarify that for me, please.
So, Councillor Newbury, my understanding is there is a stack a metre deep, and that would have to be taken on notice, that question, and those reports supplied back to Council, because I know it's pretty significant.
Is one of those the pool?
That's correct.
All right, now I'll bring it up. Thank you.
Did you want to add to that?
Look, I can just clarify. When we looked into some background and to determine whether any work had been done around looking at pool options, we found that there are three community facility plans, none of which have gone anyway for a variety of reasons. When we looked into what master planning had been done for the Oval, I think there are four or five different plans, different iterations that have been done over the years, and being heavily consulted on. So we're not going to ignore the questions that we asked before and the consultation that have been had. So it's a case of dusting that off, reviewing them and taking them back and confirming, is this still supported, is it still needed, or do we need to move in another direction?
Councillor Whitwell. Can I get you to speak into the microphone, Councillor?
I hope I'm reading the right but this is 12.2.1, is that right?
That's correct.
And we're talking about Headland
aquatic facility operation.
Can I get you to speak further into the mic?
We're talking about master planning and the headland aquatic facility operation. Now, we're just looking at this as a one element in the whole process of master planning out in South Midland and Port Hedland.
No, Councillor, this is a whole precinct planning.
So it's a precinct within that area around the state, is that right?
CEO?
The way into this came in through the consideration of what work needed to be done at the two pools. So we decided we'd take a step back and again see what work had been done around, had work been done previous to look at the need for the two pools. So what this will do, we'll look at the rec precinct, we'll look at the work that's been done, we will look at the need and the business cases around the pools and our ability to afford one, two or three or whatever the direction is. And once we've determined the direction we want to go and that we've got a secure business case for the option that we are choosing, then we move ahead on that. So if we agree that we're going to do the master plan for the oval, and an element in the oval is the swimming pool, and we've agreed that we're going to go for the swimming pool, then we will do the detailed design for the pool in consultation again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do I?
The only reason I'm asking this question is that...
Are you going to ask me a question, Councillor? Or are you going to give me a statement?
I was going to ask a question.
Can I have a question?
I'm asking this question. Yes, I just want to know how our planning, general planning is going and how this fits in. And that would be part of what I'm taking, is that right?
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a mover in the Office of Recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Deputy Mayor, do I have any against? Passed 8-0. Members of the public, I would think that's pretty significant for Port Hedland, that item. 12.2.2, Scheme Amendment Number 67, rezoning the various lots on Bell Street to transport development, with the Office recommendation on page 145. Do
I? I've got a declaration of interest with regards to agenda item 12.2.2. I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because of my wife's cousin owns a block in that area in Bell Street. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a mover in the Office of Recommendation on page 145? Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Deputy Mayor, do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. Memorandum of Understanding Disaster Events, with the Office Recommendation on page 157. Do I have a mover in the Office Recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 13, reports of committees, 13.1, Audit, Risk and Governance Committee, minutes, 2nd of May, 2017. The Office recommendation on 164. Do I have a mover in those minutes? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Arif, do I have any against? Thank you. Passed 8-0. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature. Uh, 15.2, Port Haven TWA Village Lease Renewal.
Mayor, I'd like to have a financial interest,
and I have the actual issue. Thank you, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, I also declare a financial interest as a BHP employee and shares above the threshold, so I'll bid you adieu.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. So, 15.2, Port Haven TWA Village Lease Renewal. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation?
Sorry, point of clarification.
Just repeat
for the amended recommendation.
So we have, we have got an amended recommendation which has added a Part C. That is the amendment. In the amended recommendation, the rest of it is the same.
That's a point of clarification.
Yes.
I wasn't here last week. The page 3, you could please explain to me how you got, however, in other instances, there would be good reasons for maintaining the level of separation that is provided by the current location of Port Haven. What do you actually mean by that?
I'm just reading that there. I would assume in terms of the camp activities, I know that there had been, certainly talking about Karaka days, concern around workforce and FIFO work staff being in and around town. So it's the activities of the camp. I'm making some assumptions here from my experience that camps were seen as being better removed from the town. That thinking has changed, and we are now seeking a greater degree of integration. So I would assume that it was referring to that.
Do I have a mover?
My point of clarification,
yes.
Please. My question is around the speed at which this has been brought up. Why it was a late item. But probably what I would like to see in the recommendation is something along the lines of, can we put in something that speaks to public consultation?
The report itself, to me, is quite clear that it does is start the conversation between the company and ourselves in the future direction of TWAs. That's what the report refers to. It's a negotiation between the town and BHP.
I feel that it needs to have at least something allowing for public consultation, public comment.
Yes. See ya.
If I can make a recommendation, that so we do not have a lease before us. We do not have any conditions. We don't have a request for a lease extension from the airport. The lease, a condition of that in the actual lease agreement is that consultation occurs at that stage. So my recommendation is that it is embedded in the lease, and that this is really to open discussion as to what that lease might look like and what the conditions might be, and then at that stage consult on those elements. Because to go out to communities, basically we would be saying, do you want to extend the lease or not, without being able to put any conditions before them, so that we wouldn't have agreed around those elements of workforce and integration. And I think it's premature to go out with that at this stage. As I say, once discussions have been had, and if we are to move, or if we are to receive a lease from the airport, then consult at that stage.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that possibly what I'm looking for is some form of assurance that we're going to look and talk to the public they will inform us of their desires and the sorts of social fabric that we want to see happening in and around our town. I'm sure HP wants to know what that is about as well, what the public are feeling at this time. I know the public sentiment ebbs and flows along the lines of FIFO and residential, and that does change over time. So I'd like some more up-to-date information.
So this item has been, BHP has requested that this come to, council for, since I've been on council. It has not come to council. There's been hold-ups. So again, this is all about starting that negotiation, finding out what the future of TWAs look like, finding out what contribution is going to be offered to the town. We need to start those negotiations, and then we can go to the public and say this is the deal. Like the CEO said, it'll be premature if we go to the public first without getting that information.
So I'm not
actually
sorry
for entering
into the debate.
Okay.
Can I just have one clarification? Thanks very much. When you said start negotiations, will that be with the whole council?
No, it will not be with the whole council. It's a operational matter between a commercial business and the administration. CEO?
I like to not use the word negotiate, but open discussion. So we'll open discussion, and then I will bring that back to council, and whether representatives from BHP then come in and talk to council at the briefings, we will then commence that dialogue.
The dialogue with the community.
The dialogue with council. Councillors.
The council, please.
Do I have any further questions, councillors? Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Councillor Tarbo moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gillingham, do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Tarbo. Speakers for, Councillor Gillingham. Speakers against, Councillor Whitwell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As been noted and explained, this is to start the discussion. It's not making a decision on whether it's being approved or not. It's just open the discussion and get the ball rolling, and then feedback to us at which time we can have a further. I agree that we need community input and consultation, but it's not the point to do it up here right now. This is just to get the ball moving and give some assurity to both parties, I guess, on where the future direction is and where it might go, and at least open the discussion. Because at the moment, with no discussion, they've got no idea, and they could be making other decisions, which could cost us double, in the sense of, if they decide to move it, it may move out of town altogether, we might lose out even more. But again, it's a starting point, not an end point.
Speakers for, Councillor Healy.
Yes, all the information given tonight, and thank you, CEO, for reiterating all that information, is giving us the information that we need to get it right before it actually goes out to a public consultation. Otherwise, I think we'd be pretty much getting into deep water. So I think the information has come forward clearly tonight, and I'm quite sure that everybody will welcome when the right time is right for it to go to the public, for the public consultation. Thank you.
Speakers against, Councillor Whitwell.
Look, I've looked at this problem for quite a while now, and in fact, before I became a councillor. And the structure we have out there is quite a very strong structure and a very good structure. And it's put to good use by people coming in and out of town. So I have a view that that it's going to be very difficult to suggest that we should abandon the structure because we can't afford that sort of business. And but the real issue is how you go about it. And my view is that it should be just top down. You
should be having continuous consultations with the public over these rather protracted sort of areas, which have been a bit of division in the community for quite a while. And if you don't have that discussion, you're just going to get the community saying, certain members of the community were very vocal members of the community, and a lot of people behind them, just basically saying, well, what are you doing? And we're not part of this process. In my view, as much as we can, we want to try and involve people in the process. That's my personal guess.
Speaker 4.
I'll be happy with ongoing community consultation.
Speakers against?
Yes, thank you. I'll start off with, I did make it quite clear a few weeks ago, and I think this is part of my decision, that I was unfortunately not going to be here for the public briefing last week, and I think I've missed out on a few things through there. But to start off with, I can't see what the extreme urgency of this agenda item was tonight, as the agreement doesn't have to be done until the 30th of November, and the lease doesn't finish until March 2009, isn't it?
19.
Port Haven was a 10-year lease. 10 years of Port Haven. And unfortunately, in that last few years of this 10 years, this town has just been wiped of about $200 million of receiverships in this town. Now, unfortunately, this does pull a string at me when I am seeing the town in a state that I've never seen in 50 years. And at the start of this process, I looked at it and went, how can I diagnose what's just happened to this town? And I had to look at it. It was the mass exodus, but there were still camps there. We had nearly 1,000 vacancies, didn't we? All at once. Now, my heart goes out for the people that just lost their life's work, but yet those camps were still there. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, for me, the 10 years is up. It's quite clear. I've just come from Kununurra, doing the Pilbara Regional Council. The white pages of the Great Northern. What's going to resolve this country is opening up that Great Northern. And what they need is rail, roads, ports, and population. We are never going to be anything in the north without having population in our community. I don't want bums in camps, I want bums in houses. The more houses we get, the more rates we get. The more rates we get, the more the small business thrives, because people will have to buy food here, they'll have to use the services. Now, recently at the Kununurra trip too, I was lucky, and this is why I always emphasise to all councillors to go to their training sessions, is I had an opportunity to speak to all other Pilbara towns. Newman, they did away with the camp. They said no. Karratha has gone against Woodside, even to the point where Woodside wants to put another camp in. That's fine. No wet messes, no pools, none of the luxuries. Going to force them to use the facilities in the town because the towns can't support these facilities any longer. And as to making, I think in here, it states financial agreement. Well, I'll tell you, what I would love for this town is to see a thriving community again. That is what's going to give us financial movement. The town needs people. We can't keep affording these facilities if we do not have a community. And unfortunately, BHP's camp is the first one up, but I think the whole Pilbara recognises that there is no future in the northwest while we still have thriving transient worker accommodation. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Newbury. Speaker's 4. I'll speak for it. So, to mention a few things that were just mentioned. It doesn't take 5 minutes to shift such a big camp. You know, there's a fair bit of work that gets that has to happen, you know, for a 1,500 man camp, and all the infrastructure and whatever is related to that to be uplifted and moved somewhere else within town boundary. When we go back to what happened in Karratha with their camp, yes, they did shut the camp, and that company relocated that camp to a different site within the town boundary, and the town actually lost the $3 million worth of income that was coming from that that facility. They just lost it. So you know, there are some risks with not negotiating, this proposal, and that's exactly what this officer's recommendation is about. It's about negotiating what comes next. It's not a decision to approve the camp. It is a decision to start the negotiations relating to the future of the facility, and it gives BHP some direction, you know, for their business. Our TWA strategy, the Town of Port Hedland TWA strategy, outlines the importance of this section of the workforce. That's why we've highlighted specific locations within the town that these camps can operate. The period in that strategy is the 10 years, but it also states in there that council has the option to extend the lease agreement at its own discretion, and again it comes back to negotiation. So also in our strategy, now the negotiation that we would be having with BHP would fall in line with our strategy. And in our strategy, it says that the plan states that the transient workforce accommodation must be able to demonstrate a clear link to approved and to forecast projects. And that can't be achieved without discussion. So, clearly if the town is going to be looking at, these camps remaining, there must be some things in the pipeline that we need to know about and that we need to discuss with these multinationals. And I think that most people would agree, the reason why we're in this mess, as in, property prices going to unbelievably high levels, was because of the lack of accommodation, because of the influx of workforce that was not a permanent workforce. It was a construction workforce, and what the mistakes that were made by local government, by state government, and also by federal government, was that they decided that after a few years of construction that they were permanent employees. And I remember telling a lot of people a long time before this started was, you've got to understand after the construction phase of any project how many jobs will be available to the town. That's how you determine our population. We need to be careful that we don't move back into that phase where we reject discussion and we reject potential for the town and create unnecessary hardships for our people, which were created previously because of poor decisions made. So there is also grey areas around the legal action over the refusal due to the poor legal agreement that was drawn up by the town and affected parties. Again, the legality issues, we need to deal with those. Again, we need the discussion. Again, previous councils have created the dependency on the income generated from these camps. Those funds are weaved into our operational budget, meaning that they pay for our staff. So we need to consider that, you know, the loss of the $1 million a year that we generate from this camp, which equates to, you know, 15 jobs, I suppose. So we'd have to get rid of another 15 people, or, you know, we have to lift rates up by 5%. So, you know, clearly people are upset about rates rising, and they'll clearly be upset about losing jobs. Either way, we need to remember that we've got a $6 to $7 million deficit in the budget. And again, I keep saying this, it's legacy, it's things that I've inherited, and it's things that we're addressing. So by removing the camp without discussion, by just refusing without negotiating, you know, you can change that number to $7 to $8 million dollars going forward. And don't think that that people or that companies as big as the biggest miner in the world aren't 20 steps ahead of us. They understand you know, their business needs, and we're only small fish in a big ocean. So we need to make sure that we make the best deal for our town and our ratepayers. Speakers against? Speakers for, write a reply.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Look, I think some important points were made there, and one of them, I guess, I want to make is around cohabitation with the industry. Headland is, it is what it is. It's not a tourist town, it's not a broom, it's an industry where people come here to earn money, be part of the community. So I think some of the arguments that are being put forward by councillors against the motion is probably one that they haven't read the amended recommendation, because it actually, the intent of this is actually to increase the percentage of the workforce that are permanently in town. The use of local contractors and that. So the intent is to try get into the discussion, have a starting point, understand what BHP want, where they're going, and what we need from our side of things, so we can actually have a proper discussion. So this is all about, again, like I said before, starting the discussion. It's not an actual signing off yet, as the CEO said. He'll have these discussions, he'll come back to us, we'll be informed of where it's up to, and then we get to come back to council and make an actual decision. So again, I urge you guys to allow this important step to happen, allow the next steps to get to the point where we want to get to, or community consultation, all that sort of stuff. So if we don't entertain this idea, then you're not going to actually get to that point either. So please move forward, support this motion.
I put it to a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands please. Those against, motion's passed 4-2. Thank you. Can I have the, can I get somebody to bring in the other councillors? Councillor Orif and Deputy Mayor, after much debate, the motion was passed 4-2.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, we will move on to item 16, matters for which meeting may be closed, confidential matters, and we do have a couple of confidential matters, members of the public, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave, and thanks for coming. It's the biggest, one of the biggest meetings we've had. So many people come. That's great.
I've got 2 16.1s, if thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to remember. Oh. Councillors, can I have a vote to go into confidence? Moved Deputy Mayor Melville and seconded Councillor Carvo. Do I have any against? Please, Councillor Whitmore. Motion passed 7-0. Can I have a mover to come out of confidence? Move Deputy Mayor, seconded Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Thank you. Passed 8-0.
Just open the doors before we...
Yeah, can we get everyone back in? Everyone back in, okay. Item on discussion 16.1, Chief Executive Officer's Probation Review, was passed 7-1 by the Council. Thank you. So item 17, closure, 17 went, date of next, 17, what, yes?
The other one. For the draft. Oh, did they whisper it to us?
Oh, absolutely.
The other 16.1.
Okay, see, the other 16.1, which was 16.2, the endorse the appointment of the Director of Development, Sustainability and Lifestyle, was passed 8-0. So here's our new director.
Point of order. We asked that question and apparently...
He said he was keen.
Right.
So, again, that is pretty significant for Port Hedland, considering that now we have a full executive team and, we should be kicking good goals from now on. Is that right?
Is that a footy analogy, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you. So, item 17, closure, 17.1. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2017, commencing at 5:30, with a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 22nd of June, 2017, commencing at 5:30. So, I'll close the meeting at 6 past 9.